The hormone epinephrine is often used by paramedics to restart the heart in people who've experienced an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. Now a new study demonstrates that while more of those folks survive, they are more often neurologically compromised. Gaber Callen, director of emergency medicine at Johns Hopkins, says the best strategy remains quick transport.
The EMS community is a very skilled group of people and can do an awful lot in the field. You have to balance that with time. There have been quite a few studies on this. The faster you get a patient to definitive care, the more likely a good outcome. So the paramedic should only do what absolutely needs to be done or can be done in transport, more or less the same as if they were in a high-skilled emergency department or trauma reception setting.
Kellen says more studies are needed before any change in practice can be advocated. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.